And we are going to continue now with our message. Hard for me to get up? Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Although I do have another, you know, like 3.5 or 4 feet to get up over the little ones. So it is a greater distance. Okay. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. So from darkness to light. For the last few weeks, and today, and for a few more weeks after today, we're talking about the good news. We're talking about the good news in other words. We're talking about some of the many ways that God's word tells us about Jesus and what Jesus does in our lives and in the world. And this is important. It's important for us to know different ways to talk about what Jesus does for us through his death on the cross and his resurrection. It's important because, for one, it's good for us to be able to talk about Jesus in all the different ways that Scripture talks about Jesus and his work in us and in the world. And it's important for us, too, because we recognize we're talking about the different ways to share the good news of Jesus, because we recognize that different people will hear the good news of Jesus differently, right? And so, for example, someone who feels guilty over things they've done over their life, they might take great comfort in the good news of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. If someone who's been leading a life of hopelessness and doing hopeless things and has no meaning or purpose in their life, they might find great comfort. They might respond to the good news of new beginnings, new birth into a living hope, as we talked about last time. And today's good news, the way we're talking about Jesus today with enlightenment, today's good news might speak to someone who feels lost. Someone, and you may have felt this way before, someone who feels like they're kind of muddling through life, and they don't really have any place to go. They don't have anything to do. They're not sure what their life is about. Today's good news may speak to someone who knows that they're even ignorant of what's truly good and right and meaningful in this world. Because today we're seeing that Jesus enlightens us. Jesus brings us to the truth. Jesus frees us from darkness through his death on the cross and his resurrection. He brings us from darkness to light. Well, lately I've been reading a book that kind of, it illustrates, it sums up this darkness really well, all in one package. The author's name is Derek Wolfe, and what he wrote is a memoir. He served in the Vietnam War. He was a private in the Army. He was a tank driver, and this book has its ups and downs, actually. At times it's incredibly boring, which I think is intentional, because he wanted to say, you know, we do the same things every day, and most of the war is driving around, doing the same things, patrolling, and nothing ever happens. And it's kind of a slow read, but it's worthwhile if you want to get that sense. The same thing happens nearly every day. But what he really gets across also happens every day. What he really gets across is the darkness of the war that he fought in. And it's darkness on every level. And so there's the physical darkness of every night. 12 hours, he's near the equator, right? 12 hours of darkness from about 6:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m., which he calls the scary time, because it's so dark he can't see anything. And when he's on guard, when he's watching, you can't tell what's out there. And his small platoon of 30 to 40 guys, they're all set up as one small ring of relative safety, with all their vehicles facing outward into the darkness, into the danger. And it's just this one little ring of safety. There's other darkness too. He talks about as an enlisted man, how as an enlisted man, he's pretty much kept in the dark every day as to their mission, their objectives, what they're doing and what they're there for. As he puts this several times, he says, we're going. To where? I don't know. To do what? We don't know that either. We just follow orders. And that was his experience. And then there's also this other layer. There's the darkness of humanity. He talks about his platoon sergeant, who was an alcoholic, who commands the platoon often while drunk, and none of the people trust him, but he's in charge, and so they follow his orders, even when he's doing really stupid things, like disregarding basic safety precautions. He's in charge, and they gotta follow. And there's darkness there in the humanity. So there's a lot of darkness in this memoir. There's death, there is evil, there is ignorance, and even though war, especially the Vietnam War. It might seem kind of distant to us here, living in Fort Wayne in the year 2017. It seems like that's been over for a while, right? Even though we are distant from this war and the darkness that was there, we have to recognize that the same kinds of darkness are still present, even with us today. Darkness is not limited to times of conflict. Darkness is in our community today. As we read in our reading, darkness covers the earth. It's all over. Thick darkness over the peoples of the world. And that our world is full of darkness is not really news to us, right? It's been that way for a long time. And because we recognize the world is full of these kinds of darkness, we know also people have looked for enlightenment as well. People have looked for a way out. Back when Derek Wolfe was young, a young man around the time of the Vietnam War, so many people looked for enlightenment, maybe through the peace movement that was going during that time. You may remember that yourself. People looked for enlightenment then, especially maybe through New Age religions. That was becoming a big thing in America at the time. People looked for enlightenment in free love and finding new ways to relate to one another. And while a lot of these movements shaped our popular culture, and we see the effects of them today, they didn't bring much light into the world, just more darkness in the end. After that time, the 1980s, the 1990s, maybe you remember these things too. That was the heyday of the positive thinking movement. If you can just think rightly, you will enlighten yourself. The self-help movement in America. People thought that they could be enlightened if they just tried hard enough, if you just followed the right teacher, if you just found the perfect formula for your relationships, if you found the perfect formula for your daily routine, or your exercise program, or the perfect formula for your thoughts, or whatever people thought, then enlightenment would come. But all those things left people in the darkness as well. Today, I think we're still doing this. We're looking for enlightenment. Today, I think we're kind of looking to the political process in America for enlightenment. People all over are thinking if we just put the right people in power, if we just put the right policies in place, then we will start our nation down this road to enlightenment. And people on every side are doing this, by the way. We just have different ideas of what enlightenment looks like. And I'll be honest with you, right now that process, it seems like we're just putting more and more darkness into that, and so I don't expect too much light to come out the other side. The common thread between all these movements, all these ideas is this. They promise if we can just get ourselves sorted out, if we can just get rid of all this darkness in us and around us, then finally we will have enlightenment. We have a way to escape the darkness, they say. But for all the promises of gurus and politicians and self-help teachers, nobody's done it yet. Jesus is different. Jesus promises us a different kind of enlightenment. Jesus doesn't make us seek the light. Jesus says, I am the light, and I'm coming to you. He says, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And you know, it's kind of telling that so many self-help teachers make you come to them. They make you pay so much to listen to them teach. It's telling that so many people who promise so much, they even have their own like brands that are all about promoting the teacher. But again, Jesus and his followers are different. Now, this is St. Paul, the great missionary of the early church, and he says, what we preach is not ourselves. We don't preach ourselves, but we preach Jesus Christ as Lord, and we preach ourselves as your servants for Christ's sake. For Jesus' sake, for God who said, let light shine out of the darkness, the creator of the world, he made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. And so Jesus is free. Jesus is free. We don't charge for the good news of Jesus. We just give it out to whomever's going to listen to us because we want our friends and our families and our neighbors and the people around us to have the light of God shining in their hearts as well, right? And indeed, when God brings people to faith in Jesus Christ, that's exactly what's happening. He is enlightening them. He's setting a fire inside them. He's starting a light. And our God is winning this battle against the darkness. In him, in Jesus, we read from the Apostle John, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Old Testament prophets, they give us this wonderful kind of vision of the Lord rising as the light of the world, a Jesus expelling the darkness of death and evil and ignorance from every hiding place. And you can imagine this for a moment and close your eyes if you want. Imagine that you're looking over this great plain, a great plain, and you can look down, you see really far, miles in every direction, and there's people all over this plain, and it's not yet dawn. The land is in darkness, and you can see these people kind of milling around. They can't do much. They can't travel too far because they are stuck in the darkness. The darkness makes everything dangerous and difficult. And this is like what Isaiah says when the land is covered in darkness, the people are covered in thick darkness. But then, well, the prophet Malachi uses this kind of image when he says that for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. It's a very down-to-earth image. But it helps us to see, you can imagine the sun rising over these people and joy comes. It helps us to see that the light of Jesus Christ has risen over the whole world. He shines equally on everybody, and Jesus is here to drive the darkness out, just like the rising sun. He's here to drive the darkness out of your life and mine. He's here to drive the darkness away from our town and the next. Jesus is here to enlighten all people, just like the sun as it rises over the earth, so that one day those dark things, death, evil, ignorance, will be no more. And now that we have the light of the world in us, we know we live and we act differently from those who don't, right? You act differently in the light. Maybe it's kind of like this. It's like when you walk through your home or your apartment at night. You walk differently in the dark than you do in the light. I can tell you, I have a lot of experience lately walking around, wandering around my home in the middle of the night in the dark. The reason why, I have two wonderful baby girls somewhere over there, and they don't sleep well right now. And I have a lot of experience wandering through my home in the darkness, trying to get one of these little baby girls, rocking them, trying to get them back to sleep. And I can tell you, you don't act the same way in the darkness as you do in the light. In the darkness, you move slowly. In the darkness, you're never sure what you're going to step on, what little surprise our son has left out for me to step on with my bare feet. And often as not, you wind up tripping over something. So you're never sure. You're never quite sure what to do. And in the light, you move more confidently. When the lights are on, you know what's there. When the lights are on, you know what you need to do to get from point A to point B. And if we took a poll, I think most of us would say we'd rather live with the lights on, right? We'd rather live in the light. Because in the light, we live and we act in better ways. Now, the darkness is good for something. It's not really good. The darkness helps us hide. The darkness helps us, lets us go back to doing those dark things we know we really shouldn't be doing as followers of Jesus. And so we always need this encouragement to live differently. We always need this encouragement to live as followers of Jesus should. Or, as St. Paul puts it, we need encouragement to live as children of the light. And he says it this way, "For you were once darkness." And notice, he doesn't say you were once living in darkness. You were once covered in darkness. He says, you were once darkness. It was in you. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, and those things are good. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. Paul is saying that when the light of Christ shines upon us, when we begin to follow Jesus, when we have faith in him as Lord and Savior, then we are no longer darkness in the world. We become lights as well. When we live as children of the light, then we shine the light of Christ as well. The light that God puts in us, we shine on those around us, and God will use us to enlighten those people around us, our families, our friends, our neighbors, our communities, our world. So live as children of the light. Seek goodness and righteousness, which we find in God's law, God's good word, God's good direction for our lives. Seek truth, which we find in God's word. And share these things with others by loving and serving those people whom God has placed in your life. Flee from those shameful deeds of darkness. You know what those are. Stay away from them. Even expose them, Paul says, because you know what happens when you shine a light in the darkness. It's not like the light and the dark mix and you get some kind of grayness. When you shine a light in the darkness flees and only the light remains. So live as children of the light. And the purpose of all this, the purpose of receiving the light, the purpose of being the light, here we can go back to our reading for today. The purpose, the point of living as a light is that the world would see Jesus. And we know that one day the world will see the light that we have seen already. Isaiah says, back to our reading, he says, nations will come to your light. Kings will come to the brightness of your dawn. They're going to see it. He says, lift up your eyes at many people coming from afar. In verse 5, he says, you will be blessed in all these many ways. In verses 6 and 7, he says, we see these other nations with names Midian, Ephah, Sheba, Kedar, Nebaioth. When Isaiah wrote, these nations didn't know the Lord. When Isaiah wrote, if they weren't the people, the enemies of the people of God, they didn't care. They didn't know the Lord. But here, he says, one day we're going to see all these nations responding to the light of Christ. Isaiah says, one day we'll see them also coming to proclaim the praise of the Lord and to worship him. One day, we know the whole world will be enlightened by Jesus Christ, and darkness, ignorance, evil, and even death will be no more. One day, the Apostle John tells us in his revelation, he says, one day when Jesus returns, there will be no more light. No more night. One day there will be no more nights. They, God's people, they won't need any more lights. They won't need any more lights. They won't even need the light of the sun, because the Lord God himself will give them light. And so that's what we're looking forward to as we share the good news of enlightenment, the end of darkness and ignorance, and a beautiful new dawn where those who know Jesus will live rightly with him. And so let's go. Let's go and be light in our homes, in our places of work, in our community. Be light wherever the darkness may hide. Amen.